What is structural engineering? What do structural engineers do? Structural engineers specialize in designing and analyzing structures such as buildings, bridges, tunnels, and other infrastructure. They use their knowledge of physics, mathematics, and engineering principles to ensure that structures are safe, stable, and can withstand the anticipated loads and forces that they will experience during their lifetime. At TNH, there are four phases of structural projects: planning/concept design, permitting, state and federal permitting for water projects, design, and bidding/construction services. Planning/concept design. The TNH structural engineers assist clients in developing concepts for the infrastructure and facilities to support their goals. In this brainstorming phase, the design team works to determine the configuration/layout of the project, governing codes and other applicable load sources, materials to be used for the structures, and other critical parameters. The concepts are used to prepare preliminary cost estimates to help establish budgets and set financial expectations, as well as determine schedule. This phase often includes public outreach and stakeholder meetings for coordination. Permitting. Structural engineering projects may require federal and state environmental permits when located in or adjacent to saltwater. Various agencies will be involved depending upon the types and locations of the structures. A preliminary design is completed to determine approximate member sizes and quantities. TNH structural engineers will then provide signed and sealed permit drawings, complete and submit the permit applications on the client's behalf, and assist during the agency review process. The permitting process can take anywhere from a few weeks to over a year, depending on a variety of factors. Design. Structural engineers use a number of methods to perform the necessary calculations, including finite element modeling on the computer, spreadsheets, and hand calculations. Engineers create construction drawings with AutoCAD and complete technical specifications. Each design goes through a design review process with at least one licensed engineer. Bidding/construction services. Most TNH clients request the engineer manage the bidding process and handle the paperwork necessary for their construction contracts. The structural engineer who performed the design typically remains involved in the construction process, providing submittal reviews, answering questions, and making site visits. Their primary goal is to ensure that the construction adheres to the design. However, unexpected circumstances may arise during construction that require deviations from the original plan. In these situations, structural engineers work closely with the contractor to determine the best course of action for the project while maintaining structural integrity. Structural engineers also regularly perform structural visual condition assessments of completed structures. Among others, assessments are completed for the following reasons: ongoing and regular maintenance, to evaluate deficiencies observed, to assist when a failure or partial failure has occurred, determine the condition prior to the transition of ownership, and evaluate to determine options for future use. Condition assessments typically involve performing a field investigation followed by writing a report detailing the structural element's structure, condition, safety concerns, recommendations, and representative photographs. In some cases, the evaluation precedes a repair plan/design. Emergency assessments as a response to failures of any kind of structure may also occur. Overall, the work of structural engineers is critical to ensuring that our built environment is safe, functional, and sustainable. Types of structural engineering projects. Some common types of structural engineering projects include building design. TNH structural engineers provide the design of buildings in a wide variety of market sectors, including, but not limited to, commercial, residential, institutional, municipal, ecclesiastical, and industrial. Structural engineers ensure that buildings are designed in accordance with the governing codes and that the elements of the buildings will safely accommodate the functional uses. Bridge design. TNH structural engineers provide the design and analysis of bridges for pedestrians, rail, and vehicles. Designing in accordance with AASHTO and DOT standards, they consider factors such as traffic loads, environmental conditions, and the site location to ensure the bridge is safe and functional. Marine engineering. TNH structural engineers design marine structures such as seawalls/jetties, piers, wharves, crane and rail supports, barge loading operations, fender systems, mooring/berthing structures, dolphins, and marina elements such as boardwalks, pierheads, floating docks, fueling, dry stack, and operations buildings. Amenities. TNH structural engineers design a variety of amenity items for municipalities and communities, such as pavilions, buildings, signs, towers, and monuments. Retaining walls and slope stability. TNH structural engineers design retaining walls, also referred to as site walls, seawalls, flood walls, bulkheads, key walls, etc. No matter the terminology, a retaining wall is one that holds back rock, fill, water, or other material. The design considers soil conditions, drainage, surcharge, hydraulic and other loads. Water control and drainage structures. TNH structural engineers work alongside water resources engineers to design structures that control water flow and water elevations, including those with weirs, gates, and valves, as well as structures to provide safe and functional conveyance of stormwater. Environmental. TNH, structural engineers provide the designs for structures to support the treatment of water and wastewater such as treatment plants, pump stations, well buildings, blower buildings, equipment pads, cranes, and other handling equipment and thrust blocks. Equipment foundations. TNH structural engineers provide specialized designs for heavy equipment, often requiring the consideration of unique functional requirements such as vibrations, resonant frequencies, zero settlement tolerance, load reversal, and unbalanced loads. Repurposing. TNH structural engineers provide analysis and design for renovations to existing structures for the change in occupancy, change in functionality, and code upgrades for safety. Concrete pavement. TNH structural engineers provide the design of concrete pavement to support heavy and frequent loads, including thickness, reinforcing, load transfer mechanisms, and joint layout and design. Bring your structural engineering experience and education to Thomas & Hutton. If structural engineering sounds like the perfect match for your experience and skill set, explore the structural engineer positions currently available throughout the Southeast. As a leader in the civil engineering field for over 75 years, Thomas & Hutton is continually seeking new applicants to join our team and fuel the ever-growing needs for structural engineers in Georgia, South Carolina, North Carolina, Tennessee, and beyond. Contact us to get involved in this exciting and ever-growing career path and tell our friendly and passionate structural engineering experts what your education and career goals are.